Hare Krishna, dear Vaishnavas. Good morning. So today we are continuing our reading of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are at the canto number 5, chapter 8, the character of Bharata Maharaj, and we are at the verse number 16. Since verse is very long and it's written in prose, we cannot sing. I will just read the verse, then you will repeat after me word by word. Api bata savai kripana ena balako mrita harini suto aho mama narasya shatta kirata mate akrita sukratasya krita vishvamba atma pratyayena tad avighanayam sujana eva gamishyati. Please repeat. Api, indeed. Bata, alas. Sa, dead calf. Vai, certainly. Kripana, aggrieved. Ena balakaha, the dear child. Mrita harini sutam, the calf of the dead dove. Aho, och, mama, of me. Anaryasya, the most ill-behaved. Shata, of a cheater. Kirata, or of an uncivilized aborigin. Mate, whose mind is dead. Akrita sukritasyam, who has no pious activities. Krita vishvambham, putting all faith. Atma pratyayanam, by assuming me to be like himself. Tad avighanayanam, without thinking of all these things. Sujanaha eva, like a perfect gentle person. Agamishyati, will he again return. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai. Bharat Maharaj would think, alas, the devi is now helpless. I am now very unfortunate, and my mind is like a cunning hunter, for it is always filled with cheating propensities and cruelty. The deer has put its faith in me, just as a good man who has a natural interest in good behavior forgets the misbehavior of a cunning friend and puts his faith in him. Although I have proved faithless, will this deer return and place its faith in me? Purport. Bharat Maharaj was very noble and exalted, and therefore, when the deer was absent from him, he thought himself unworthy to give its protection. Due to his attachment for the animal, he thought that the animal was as noble and exalted as he himself was. According to the logic, Atmavan Manyate Jagat, everyone thinks of others according to his own position. Therefore, Maharaj Bharata felt that the deer had left him due to his negligence, and that due to the animal's noble heart, it would again return. Translation again. Maharaj Bharata would think, alas, the deer is now helpless. I am now very unfortunate, and my mind is like a cunning hunter, for it is always filled with cheating propensities and cruelty. The deer has put its faith in me, just as a good man who has a natural interest in good behavior forgets the misbehavior of a cunning friend and puts his faith in him. Although I have proved faithless, will this deer return and place its faith in me? Omagiana timirandas ya, genanjana shalaka ya, chakshuramintamina tasma ishi guravena maham. Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale, Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Samaniti Namine, Namaste, Sarasvati Deve Goravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paschutya Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasati Goura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay, dear Vaishnavas, today we are continuing our reading and studying about activities of Maharaj Bharat. I see some of you are quite new faces, so I want to apologize in advance. Maybe this is going to be elaboration deeper in a subject, and if you were not listening previous classes or maybe reading Srimad Bhagavatam, it's going to be to a certain extent difficult to capture the essence. But I will try to present the subject in a way that you will be familiar and that you will be able to grasp the meaning. Of course, at the end we are going to have question and answer. You are free to ask any question, and of course after the class we can also speak in person. I would like to speak about three messages or three parts of in this lecture. First one is something related to the class. In my question to Mata Jurmila a few days ago, I asked her, Mataji, about I asked her about the role models. We are reading so many stories in Srimad Bhagavatam, and somehow, since our characters, our role models are very much exalted, they're very much noble, as Srila Prabhupada is saying, it's sometimes difficult to connect them and with them in a way that we can really see practical application of their behavior in our life. So that's one topic which I would like to elaborate a little bit. And I would like to speak about Maharaj Bharat, about his failure. Although he was so noble, so exalted, as Srila Prabhupada is writing, he fell down from Bhava platform. That's the platform just before Prema. So that's amazing platform from which he fell down. That's the second topic, which is very relevant for us. And third topic, which is again connected with that, is something what Srila Prabhupada is writing in his purport. And Srila Prabhupada is mentioning Atman Manyate Jagat, that every one of us is seeing the world according to our own individual perception. And that's very relevant. And we will elaborate that. I guess both three subjects are very much connected, and there is no difference. It's one unity. So, role model and practical application of Srimad Bhagavatam. As you can remember, those of you being in class, I guess, Madhu Gopal Prabhu, you were there. I asked Mataji, it was few verses before, and it was about Maharaj Bharata interrupting his daily duties just to serve deer. And I was just, it was very strong in my mind. I could find myself, I'm also interrupting my daily activities, service to Krishna, doing my laptop activities. So that was my clear message. That's something about me also. But I was thinking like this, since Maharaj Bharata is so exalted, he's so highly positioned. He was king in different time. I don't know, was it Satya Yuga? But he was ruling for 10 million years. He was in different circumstances. He's having noble background, being king. So it's somehow very difficult to connect with the person and try to apply his teachings or his role model in our life. As you may know, according to our tradition, And what we are studying in Srimad Bhagavatam, all those stories are here to somehow give us message and that we can apply it in our life. So I had an issue how to connect and how to understand position of someone who was on level of Bhava. That's amazing platform. You will hear later what does it mean Bhava. That's just stage before Prema. So I had an issue how to understand it. And then Mataji, Shishrada Gopinata Ki Jai. Mataji gave quite clear, I asked two questions, and she said something very interesting, which is in fact revealing to me. She said that we should, Maharaj Bharata should visit his guru, just to get consultation from him. Although, seemingly very simple message, but obviously that's something very deep, and then I came just to three pramanas of our knowledge. How do we get knowledge in our tradition? And how do we get confirmation? We should definitely approach guru, sadhus, and shastras. So I was thinking, that's in fact very simple and important topic. And she said, yes, you should approach guru. And other topic which is very important is something that Maharaj Bharata was missing. And that's the ultimate reason of his fall down is being alone. He didn't have association of sadhus. And that's more or less the main reason why he fall down, according to tradition. There will be a few more reasons, but that's the main one. And I was thinking still, what Srila Prabhupada, in his comments, what Srila Prabhupada is really saying and commenting about following our role models, or how do we follow role models explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and other scriptures. And Srila Prabhupada is very clear, and it was very helpful for me. Srila Prabhupada say there are two ways of following. How can we follow previous acharyas, and how can we follow the examples? One is Anukaran, and another one is Anusharan. Anukaran is Anu, you, Karan, activity. So you just follow the activities of certain person. And that's translated as imitation. And Srila Prabhupada said, you shouldn't imitate. And Srila Prabhupada is also very often referring to Lord Shiva drinking a potion of poison. He said, we cannot imitate Shiva, but we should follow. And following, real following is Anusharan, means following the essence of their teaching. And that was then my revealing point. When we read about such exalted personalities like Maharaj Bharat, who is really different age, different time, different circumstances, different conditioning. So it's very difficult to say, yes, I'm like him, you know, and let me act like that way, or let me follow example of his father or someone else's Bhagavad. That doesn't work. But Srila Prabhupada is saying we should be Anusharan devotee. That's the devotee who follows the essence. And what's Anusharan? That's something which is very easy to understand. Srila Prabhupada said the main meaning of all those stories, whatever we are reading, is that all those devotees were able to remember Krishna in all circumstances. So that's the essence of whatever we are reading. Always remember Krishna and never forget him. So this complicated topic of really seeing them as a role model, it's boiled down just to the point that we should understand that those stories are helping us to be able to grasp and understand that Krishna is always present in our life and that we can always remember him. And all those stories we are reading, even this story of Maharaj Bharat, is one happy story. Although at the moment Maharaj Bharat is a little bit lost, and we are reading that he is completely absorbed in his deer, and that's fine. But we will see later, this is happy story. So that's the reason why our role model is just showing us how is it possible to be Krishna conscious in a very difficult situation, and if we follow them, as Anusharan devotees, we will definitely be successful in our devotional practice, which is of course now in different time, different place, and different circumstances. So that's something very interesting for me, very important to elaborate, because I remember when I was beginning with Krishna consciousness, I don't want to say the time, not now beginning, but you know, maybe quite a number of years now, last century, then I was just got to know about Bhagavad Gita and Arjuna. And then my mother was very confused, what's happening with you, what kind of change you are going through. Then I told her, you know, mother, my heart is only beating one word, Krishna. Krishna. Mother was completely confused what you are doing. But I just wanted to show her how, that was just an immature approach to the topic. And I told her, you know, like, this is what I follow now, Krishna, Krishna. But of course, she didn't understand, neither I was understanding, but it's like you become identified with the personality and you think now you are on a level of Arjuna and Krishna is only what you are doing, Krishna is beating in your heart. It can be confusing for others, but at the same time, there is no essence. That's just empty words, more anukaran, imitation. But ultimate, that's your desire, noble goal you are aspiring to. But I call it always scriptural illusion. By reading scriptures, we are becoming identified with role models. But without proper association in a forum like this one, we are always missing the essence. We are having tendency to project ourselves somewhere where we are not. That's very clear. And later we will see what's happening with Maharaj Bharata, in fact. He had the same issue. Without association of devotees, he became trapped. And he lost Krishna. He became illusioned. And that's something which is another point why Maharaj Bharata fall down. So, let us speak about Maharaj Bharata. Maharaj Bharata is exalted personality. Just in a previous chapter, we heard and we read so many nice attributes who really he was. Maharaj Bharata was perfect ruler. Bhagavatam, this is just what Srila Prabhupada is saying from the verse, translating the verses. Perfect ruler. He was affectionate towards his citizens and everyone who was accompanying him. He was engaging people in Daivi Varnashrama, highball. He was performing various sacrifices. He was worshipping Vasudev. He was completely, Bhagavatam is saying that Maharaj Bharata was completely uncontaminated. He was pure, completely. That's his position. And his devotion to Vishnu increased day by day. And he left family life after 10 million years. So that's his position. And a person like him fall down. But listen this, one verse from the previous chapter, just to bring to your attention what was his position. That most exalted devotee, Maharaj Bharata, in this way engaged constantly in the devotional service of the Lord. Naturally, his love for Vasudeva, Krishna, increased more and more and melted his heart. His devotion melted his heart. That's Bhava. That's Bhava. Imagine where he is up to. Consequently, he gradually lost all attachments for regulative duties. So, he is leaving Vaidhi sadhana and he is going to Raganuga sadhana bhakti. So that's completely spontaneous way. He doesn't need to force anything. He just naturally serves Krishna. The hairs of his body stood on end and all the ecstatic bodily symptoms were manifest. There are 8 bhavas which can manifest when someone is having slight appearance of love of God. So imagine the position. And tears flow from his eyes so much that he could not see anything. At that time, his heart, which was like a lake, was filled with the water of ecstatic love. Maharaj Bharata. When his mind was immersed in that lake, he even forgot the regulative service to the Lord. So that's the position of Bharata Maharaj. And now we question, he being like that, he somehow slipped temporarily down. So it just to understand what noble position he had, ultimately, Bharata, whole India and whole world was named after him, So he is such a special personality. And what Srila Prabhupada is saying is very interesting. His purport on this verse. Srila Prabhupada is in this purport is saying that Maharaj Bharata was noble and exalted. So he said he is great devotee, Maharaj Bharata. But few verses, two or three verses before, Srila Prabhupada is saying he is illusioned and he fall down. And that's very similar what Srila Prabhupada is writing about Arjuna at the mid of first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verses 128, 129. In 128, Srila Prabhupada is saying Arjuna, his Gandiva is falling down because he is great devotee, because of his feeling, his devotion, he is not able to take the fight. But in the next verse, Srila Prabhupada is saying, this is all due to the material consumption of life. Verse 29. And he said, Arjuna is in illusion. Same thing Srila Prabhupada is writing here for Bharata. He said, he is noble, exalted, but verse before, he falls down. Ultimately, he falls down. And that's his position. So it's interesting how Srila Prabhupada is explaining that very nicely. That's his position. So, question is, Mataji, we are now struggling, and I was trying to explain my questions to you, how to imbibe those role models from Srimad Bhagavatam. We have a formula, and you were not here. A little bit went further from your explanation. Now, we have a question. What can we learn? That's the main thing for us. What can we learn, for example, of Maharaj Bharata? Ultimately, I just realized that with myself, if there is no learning experience and no practical application of subject, there is no interest for us. That's common for adults. Adult education means you have to have practical application. Otherwise, if you don't see practicality of the subject, you are not interested. That's one of the things I learned about adult education. That's practicality. So, question is, what we can learn from example of noble Bharata Maharaj? What really we can learn? I did, and I have 1, 2, 3 points. First one, then, yes, Mataji. Yes, Atmaval Manate Jagat, absolutely. That's common for everyone. That we will come to that point. We will discuss that later as something which Srila Prabhupada is coming in with in the purport. First one is, we can see that everyone can fall down. Very simple. Being on a level of bhava, which is almost prema, as we said, it's almost love of God. According to some acharyas, bhava means that's a sun rays. It's like it's sun. It's just there. Next moment, you will have prema, complete absorption in love of God. And we read that Maharaj Bharata's heart was like a lake full of love. So he was almost there. Everyone can fall down. That's first thing. Second thing, which we are Anasuya learning, we should take shelter of spiritual master. Absolutely. Spiritual master, guru, sadhu, and sadhus. Ultimately, as we said at the beginning, association like this, it's one of the most important things. Not only guru as person, but sadhus. That's our protection. In the association of sadhus, we will be able to understand spiritual topic in a proper way. We will not be illusioned, and we will have our own checkup. I would even say, I will go step further, that good hearing, speaking and hearing Bhagavatam in association like this is the key element of good community. If we have proper quality listening of Srimad Bhagavatam, there will be no problem. Sometimes we used to say kitchen is the main pillar of success. Kitchen is going to be good if you have good listening. So that's, according to my understanding, that's the key element. So ultimately, you're right. Guru, sadhus, that's something which is really extremely important. Who is raising the hand? Yes. Yeah. Ultimately, you can say like that. But we can also argue in this particular case of Maharaj Bharata, as Mataji said, Atmavan Manyate Jagat. He was perceiving world according to his own personality. And what he saw one deer as a noble and exalted. So that's Uttama platform. He saw him like, you know, he's so highly placed. So, and since he was on Bhava, that means it's Uttama. Uttama level, according to my understanding, if I'm not wrong, Uttama platform. Yeah, you're right. It's not falling down from Uttama. Mataji, clarify. It is okay. So you see? Prabhupada's statement is we should be afraid of Maya. That's one of the main things he was objecting to his disciples. If you are not afraid of Maya, it means you are going to be knocked down sooner or later because some... And he doesn't fall down, huh? Can you say just one sentence about Maharaj Bharat? Was that intentionally or just because he didn't have association of Vaishnavas and that's the reason why he lost his track? Okay, so that was his conditional say fall down. Okay, good. I think we should move, otherwise you can, if you don't mind, you will be able to comment later, just to keep the track. We were speaking, what do we learn from example of Maharaj Bharata? First one is that everyone can fall down. Second one, we should be afraid of Maya. And the third one, which is that's important, in fact, topic. We should be afraid of Maya. And sometimes it's challenge to define what Maya or illusion is. Srila Prabhupada is saying that Maharaj Bharata was illusioned. He was in Maya. And how it happened. That's interesting. And I was just... That's few times devotees had that question. What really Maya is? We can say something what is not real. Okay. But according to Srimad Bhagavatam, we can go to Chaturshloki 2.9.34. Viteritam napratieta, napratieta cha atmani. That's important. Tadvidyat atmanom mayam. Yata baso, yata tamaha. Oh, that's something what Krishna is saying to Lord Brahma. And what Krishna is saying, oh Brahma, whatever appears, that's illusion, whatever appears to be of any value, but if it's not in connection with me, that's Krishna saying, that's like being like a reflection in a darkness, has no real value. So that's important to realize, to understand what Srila Prabhupada is saying in that purport, and we can see, we can apply it in example of Maharaj Bharata. What Srila Prabhupada is saying, whenever, that's position of Bharat Maharaj, whenever there is forgetfulness of this prime relation with the Lord, and whenever things are accepted as real without being related to the Lord, that conception is called a product of illusory energy of the Lord. So what happened with Maharaj Bharata, third reason why he fell down, is he perceived that deer is something real, but he didn't see anymore Krishna. That it appears that happened to Maharaj Bharata, because he was, according to his thought process we are reading now, he was perceiving himself, Bharat Maharaj, as ultimate shelter. He didn't see them that ultimately deer is depending on Krishna. And that was his illusion. That he didn't have that understanding. Ultimately, we can say, and that's a fact, that's the logical fact for us, everything emanates from Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhavam ata sarva pravartate. Krishna will say in 10.8 Bhagavad Gita that he is source of everything. So everything relies on Krishna. Krishna is behind everything. Yesterday we heard from Mataji that Sutramani Gani Aiva, pearls on strung. Krishna is behind, but you don't see Krishna. So everything relies on Krishna. Even that deer, is behind him is Krishna. But it looks like Kishirada Gopinath ki jai. It looks like that Bharat Maharaj didn't perceive anymore Krishna. He perceived himself, I am the one who maintains that deer. And what happened, that's clear, that he, because of that, he was interrupting his daily activities, service to Krishna, just for the sake of helping that deer. And then we are coming to the third point, which is very important. Atmavan manyato jagat. Everyone perceives the world according to own tools, measurement, eyes, understanding of the world. And Srila Prabhupada is using Atmavan Manyate Jagat, a proverb, so often in his writings. And that's something we should speak about in relationship to this verse and topic we are now mentioning. Srila Prabhupada, first, you remember which story Srila Prabhupada is using the most, giving this proverb? Which story is usually going with? What Srila Prabhupada is mentioning as an example of Atman Manyate Jagat? Right. Yes. What that frog is doing? He's trying to measure everything according to his eyes or his belly. And he's not able. So Srila Prabhupada just wanted to illustrate that position, that we are conditioned. So, just to clarify, Atmavan Manyate Jagat can be translated on many levels. I will just bring you a few which are very important, and they illustrate different aspects of the same message. Srila Prabhupada is using Atmavan Manyate Jagat, everyone should be like me. So I am the role model. That's Srila Prabhupada said. Everyone should be like me. Look at me. You should be Atmavan Manyate Jagat. Look at me. Then Srila Prabhupada is saying, everyone thinks of others according to his own position. I am in the well, I am down, and I am thinking of everyone else according to my fallen condition. Then everyone thinks of others according to his own standards. I am having certain standards, and the whole world should follow those standards. So that's another approach which Srila Prabhupada is using. Everyone thinks others like himself. That's another. One sees the world just as one sees himself. You see in the world what you see in yourself. Projection. Other parties like me, Srila Prabhupada is using also. Think everything in own standard. Very similar. And thinking others to be like oneself. Those are some expressions when Srila Prabhupada in his morning walks or his writing using Atmana Manyate Jagat. Of course, this verse and Atmana Manyate Jagat mentioned in this verse is the main reference in Vedabase, and this verse and explanation given by Srila Prabhupada is like a source and main interpretation. What does it mean? Everyone thinks of others according to his own position. So just to clarify that, since we are all spirit soul, we are unique and always different. So not only on condition level, we are going to perceive the world differently, but also when we once meet each other in Goloka Vrindavan, that unique attribute of being different and perceiving things differently will be there. Because we are going to have different rasa and different understanding of who Krishna really is. For some of us, I'm hoping Krishna is going to be lover, friend, or some passive element not realizing who he is. So that's like a deep concept, but what Srila Prabhupada is using here, and in general, Atmavan Manyate Jagat means that we are illusioned, we are having disordered perception of this world, and we have to be aware of it. That will bring a certain humility and understanding there is something more to be realized. And concept of Atmavan Manyate Jagat is not unique only for Srila Prabhupada and what Srila Prabhupada is writing. Many philosophers, or at least I will mention three, are having more or less essence of their philosophy rooted in that understanding of the world or perception. First of all, his name is greatest British artist, William Blake, from 19th century. He said, "Everyone, we are reading Bible day and night. I'm reading white, you are reading black." So that's his understanding. He wanted to say that we are reading the same thing, and that's applicable for all of us. We are doing the same activities, we are reading the same things, but we are having different understandings and different perception, what's written, what's in there. Even, I guess, after this class, each of us is going to have different impression. Because we heard according to our position, socially, maturity, experience, gender, so many things are conditioning us that we are perceiving world on different level. So that's something which is coming from William Blake. But, question to all of you. What do you think, which philosophies are holding that statement, Atman Manyate Jagat, which is like a foundation of their understanding, how do we perceive the world? Any guess? Buddhists? Descartes? He's so according to your own mind, okay? Well, Mataji, you said Buddhists. I didn't think about them, to be honest. Can you just elaborate in one sentence? Why Buddhists? Okay, for one sense, Buddhists are always in negation. They just want to negate everything that's coming from the senses. So maybe they are not like a... Want to say something? Yes. Right. That's, you said, modern empiricism. Yeah. Yesterday I spoke with my wife. She's much better in philosophy than I am. So that's her field. So I asked her, are there Western philosophy who is really having root in that understanding everything according to me? And empirics, they have that quite strongly present. According to them, everything what can be perceived by our senses, that's measure of reality. And of course they will say a world is real, all, or for some of them world is not real. But what's the ultimate measurement? My perception. Even someone like Berkeley, he said, this table exists only if I am able to perceive it. The moment I turn my back to the table, that is not existing anymore. So that was his understanding. But he was also a theologian. So he said, still, that table is not existing for me, but it exists ultimately because God is looking at everything all the time. So that was his understanding. It was interesting to observe how did they catch that meaning. But of course, there are some other philosophies or social movement. Conditionally saying, there is one, what I heard from Braj Bihari Prabhu, and recently I studied. It's naive realism or sentimental realism or so-called common sense realism. That's something what is quite used in mediation, just as a foundational ground, why do we enter the conflict? Common sense theories say, I am reasonable being, whatever I speak is objective, right? Whatever I see is true. And ultimately, my reality is the objective reality. And whoever accepts that, that's the second step, he is also real, he is also objective, and he is also having common sense. But those who are not accepting that reality, who are not accepting my story, they are false. So, and that's the theory, or at least foundation for any conflict management. And the third philosophy, which is explaining Atman Manya Te Jagat, is of course Sigmund Freud and his theory of projection. What he's saying that our anarthas, he's not mentioning anarthas, but our inner issues, anger, fear, anxieties, we are not able to face them. So we are projecting them into the outside reality. So we are saying, you are like this, you are like that, and this world is like that. But more or less what we are speaking, and that's always like that, we are always speaking about ourselves. That's theory of projection. And Sigmund Freud's daughter, Anna Freud, developed that theory even further. But it's very reasonable philosophy. And I think it's very exactly fitting in this context of Srimad Bhagavatam and comments of Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada is saying that Bharata Maharaj, he was projecting things on deer. He said he was noble and exalted. That's exactly what Freud is also speaking about. And that's his illusion. I guess this is very simple to understand, that theory of projection. So this is more or less what I wanted to say. I know I condensed many things into half an hour. This is the time to finish Srimad Bhagavatam. I will just do a slight review in 1 minute, just to catch all the points I was mentioning. At the beginning, we are speaking about the role models in Srimad Bhagavatam and how to learn from them, because they are so exalted, so far away from our time, place, and circumstances. So it's very difficult to really have, at least that is my issue, inner connection with them as really my personal guides and role models. We came up with certain answers which are coming from Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada is mentioning terms Anusharanam and Anukaranam. An essence of Anusharanam, of following those role models, is that we should catch up their mood. And that's something what all our examples in Srimad Bhagavatam are having. They are always victorious in their Krishna consciousness, although they have some kind of temporary weakness and fall downs. Ultimately, they reach Krishna's lotus feet again. So that's Anusharanam, way of following, which is essence of everything we are reading from our scriptures. Then later we spoke about three or maybe few reasons what we learn from Maharaj Bharata. We learn that everyone can fall down, that we should be afraid of Maya, then association of Vaishnavas, approaching the Guru is the key. And at the end, we spoke a little bit about philosophies, which are embodying Atmavan Manya Te Jagat verse, and which is very important to know, because whatever Srila Prabhupada is writing in his purports, it's for us, so we can recognize also that concept of Atmavan Manya Te Jagat in our own life. It's, in fact, it's all about us. Just one example, when we speak about something, usually we are speaking in a way that we are right and someone else is wrong. That's more or less Atmavan Manya Te Jagat. We are just conditioned perceiving the world through our own eyes, and very often because of our imperfect senses we are having wrong, and it's right to accept that most of the time we are in fact having that fallacy in our understanding the topic or issue. I think that's all what I wanted to say, so be free to ask question, give comment. Arian, I did shut you down. It's important to always notice again and again that nothing is failure in Krishna consciousness. Whatever we are doing for Krishna, that's something which is crucial understanding. Thank you. Anasuya. Anukaranam, yeah. Your question is quite clear, and there is an issue. We are doing so many activities, we are not at, even chanting sometimes Hare Krishna, we are not at that platform, but we are trying, we are imitating, and sometimes what we are hearing, it's not so wrong to imitate right thing. Ultimately, before Srila Prabhupada passed away, he was giving instruction to his acharyas, future acharyas, do as I did. It means imitate, and they did it very well, but unfortunately they were not in the platform. They didn't, couldn't step forward in the level. I'm having a realization with my daughter. She is imitating, but she is imitating sometimes. When we come to the temple, we are teaching her pay down obeisance, and she's happy because we are encouraging her. So that's, we can see ourselves also in that role. We are imitating. We have to imitate many things, and we are not up to this, especially those. That's my issue from the topic from the beginning of the class. You know, our role models are such a superheroes, and we are living in Kali Yuga. So there is such a big gap in how to that bridge our present conditioned state with the ultimate sublime destination of Vaishnava. That's spiritual life. We are trying to come to that platform. We are doing our best. We are asking for mercy. We are doing so many things, just Krishna, make this process so real in this unreal world. Everything is against Krishna consciousness, and we are trying to. That's the reason why Srila Prabhupada said we are in war. Unfortunately, I can say only for myself, not for any one of you. We are not on the platform not even to chant the Hare Krishna, because just we are somewhere else. But we are still encouraged to do external practice, because external practice is also bringing the change. Folding the hands like this, or raising finger like this, it's having also subtle level. So that's the reason we dress ourselves differently, but just we try to invite and subordinate all external activities towards that change of heart, which is... I'm speaking too much. I guess this is a very important topic. Manohar Prabhu and whoever else wants to say a few words. Manohar Prabhu, please. Just to clarify this topic, if someone wants to clarify it and say something more what I was saying now a second ago, then you can, Manohar Prabhu, be free. Yes.
You're right. Balaram is like that. Well, there is another aspect of reading our Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything is in form of stories, just to avoid our false ego, which is very strongly present. So we are happy to listen that that's happening to Bharata Maharaj, not to us. But ultimately, it's all about us. he is the best. Thank you. Anasuya, you want to say something on this, and we.
So many things to be said about it, but one thing is definitely, if we start to take credit for our activities and thinking that really we are on that platform, that's we are doomed immediately. Having disciples, thinking they are your disciples, that's happening to many of our acharyas. They think I'm superior to them. Maybe you can think only about your disciples to be superior, but if you are acting on a way, I said, sorry. Well, because it's hot topics. It's hot topics. So I just want to I want. Well, just to say like this: if you play some role, and if we think we are up to the standards, no matter what we are doing, and we don't have that humility, it means that we are going to fall down sooner or later. We should be always done with the humility, knowing that we got certain empowerment for any kind of service, just to serve. And if you think that's my service, I did build up this, I did create this, this means that's just stepping stone to fall down. That's humility should be there. That's the, like a always for Vaishnavas, for everything that we are doing. If we have that understanding, my project, I did it. So that's like my simple understanding. Manohar Prabhu, please. Yeah, that was my issue reading, listening this story. Fall down from Maharaj Bharata, from uninterrupted devotional service and helping the deer is very different. Fall down from our platform, my platform, when I'm doing my activities. It's a fall down, according to Mataji, she said, fall down is fall down. But in the same time, there is a big difference. First, we have to know in Krishna consciousness there is no lost. Next life, he picked up from the point he was. So that's very clear. Second, it was just, you know, like a temporary thing. It's happening for this lifetime and that's all. Second, he was Maharaj Bharata. He was really exalted. If I'm not on the platform of Baba, it's not a fall down. I didn't fall down. If I'm a guru and I conditionally fall down, but I didn't fall down. I just pick up my natural role where I am. So that's not fall down. You see? Just to explain at that level how it goes for us. Is it gross level? How did I explain? Someone was laughing. Just want to say, if I'm not on a platform,
And someone say you fall down. I didn't fall down because I was already there. I fall down anyway. It's fall down if you really, like, this is like a fall down because he lost Krishna. He didn't see any more Krishna. So, but again, he will pick up on the same platform. And where are we now and from which platform we are falling in this lifetime? We can see where we are. We know very much our heart and what are our main tests and where do we slip sometimes. So, that's how it is. That's my understanding. I guess someone older will be able to give better explanation. But I like very much when I heard that from Gaudiya Prabhu. We sometimes think devotees fall down. No, they didn't fall down. They were just not on that platform. They were thinking that they project themselves or society push them on a certain level. They are not. So that's very simple. And ultimately, they will, if they are honest, they will resume their service, and maybe in this or next lifetime they will push it through and they will be on a higher level. So it goes, I would say, very much according to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. If we are lucky, in a few lifetimes we will be able to kick off modes of nature. But for most of us, this is first bhakti life. So we have to accept that very in a humble state. Or at least we should think like that. So that's very, very safe. And if we are empowered, you can see in our society, some people are empowered. Why? Because they are really exalted. And Krishna is giving them, and they are giving to Krishna. And some of us small timers, we are waiting our chance, and we are humble and determined in our devotional service. Being humble, that's extremely important. So is it like, to a certain degree, real, we are speaking about real fall down and conditional social fall down. But fall down is really when you lost something, when you had really taste and you lost it. And you just sideways, bewildered. And in case of Bhara Maharaj, it happened because he didn't have association of Vaishnavas and really he didn't see any more Krishna. Obviously, deer's eyes, they were still remembering him on Krishna, but he was not aware of it. that was the connection, but he didn't see Krishna anymore. He was thinking that he is the one. Nataji Urmila, please. I guess this is a very important topic, so if you want to say a few words. So your perspective is not a secret. And we are not in disagreement. We are fine. Huh? Okay, if there is no more question, thank you. If there is no more, Shyamananda Prabhu, he's always neglected there, Mataji. He was raising hand last time and a few days ago, so be aware, please. He's complaining later, you see? Yes, Prabhu. And that's great. Yeah, that's another perspective indeed. I cannot say much, really. I was just trying to find the philosophy and Srila Prabhupada's elaboration, how conditioned we are, and to that condition, that conditioning is projected through that statement. We are perceiving the world through our own eyes, so we can say a lot. You know, you see other people happy, you know, why is it so? What? Why do you have that? So there's many things, but different perception. Now, that's painful for him to hear now. They should be happy. Otherwise, he's not miserable. Then what? Yeah. I don't know if she said a nice thing. Yeah, indeed. But maybe Bhaktivinoda Thakur was also happy when they are. He will just explain that he is relishing some joy seeing them miserable or happy. You know, but that's just variety of the same thing. So joy is always there, rasa is there, right? And that's what I'm learning from Shyamananda Prabhupada. I was always thinking that being miserable it means being miserable. No, that's also rasa. That certain feeling you are relishing, and some devotees, even devotees, are attached to that because it's rasa, secondary rasa, but it's there. Okay. Srimad Gantaraj Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Parampara Ki Jai.